Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of April. Recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit easier, although I think Indonesia managed another new high. And the European stock markets were hit by concern over the Mediterranean sovereign debt, and they all closed weaker, some with gains in the 2% area. Now, the U.S. stock market and the Americas generally opened easier, and the Dow, I think, was down 100 points at one stage, the S&P down 11 or 12 points. But they then recovered, and all the North American and South American markets that I can see on my screen closed with modest gains, which is a fairly impressive performance, leaving some big tails on the charts. In long-dated government bond prices, we saw a little bit of easing in the U.S. contracts, a bit of strength in the gilts and bonds. Now, the U.S. dollar was firmer in here today, although it gave up some of those gains. The big gains were against the euro, which fell to 132.96. And interestingly, the yen had been strong earlier on, but the dollar roared back. Most currencies roared back against the yen. The dollar is currently trading at 93.52 against the yen. And in precious metals, we had a sell-off and a bounce. I think first we had some new highs. We had a new high for palladium, for instance, but then closed down a little bit on the day. And gold, as I speak, is trading at $11.41.70. Crude oil unchanged at the moment. Soft commodities were mostly firmer, although not sugar. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, we've had the three probably minor events. I was thinking, now am I going to be able to rattle these off? We've had China's latest tightening, which led to a downward dynamic. We've had the Goldman Sachs situation, which also worried Wall Street last Friday, the SEC's suit against Goldman Sachs. And of a more serious note, there are the sovereign debt concerns that continue to rumble on in Europe. And so that situation appears to be deteriorating. We had another new high in Greek bond yields. I think they're up over 8.5%. And we have started to see the contagion, because Portuguese yields spiked upwards and Spanish yields are firming up. So that you can see the correlation here. That worried European stock markets. It worried the euro. And the Southern Mediterranean stock markets, incidentally, are way underperforming. They're actually trading beneath their 200-day moving averages, whereas most of the world's stock market indices, as you know, look somewhat overextended relative to their MAs, but are very much to the left side. In other words, well within their overall cyclical bull market uptrends. But we do have this overbought condition for stock markets at a time when equity prices are encountering these three factors. And I think what we'll see is that some markets have spilled over into corrections, And we may see, I think I'll rephrase that and say some stock markets have spilled over into reactions. And in my jargon, a reaction is a little setback in consolidation. Certainly not more than, say, 1 to 3% sort of thing. Whereas a correction, I would think you'd could easily see 8 to 10% on the developed country stock markets and more on some of the on on the more volatile, higher beta emerging markets. So my point is that stock markets were overbought. They've been hit by a bit of bad news at a vulnerable time, and that may well lead to some additional reaction and consolidation. My worst case scenario for the healthy stock markets, and that's most of them, the unhealthy ones where we have the sovereign debt problems that I was just talking about that are driving up the long-dated government bond yields. And you might say, well, most of the OECD has sovereign debt problems, and I would agree with that. Excuse me, but they're not driving up long-dated government bond yields at this time, unlike in the Mediterranean countries. So, against that background, as I say, don't be surprised if we see a bit of a pause here. I don't think it's serious. My worst-case scenario for the major markets would be a mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. And one of the reasons for that is that and a very important reason for that, and one that is apparently behind the recovery on Wall Street this evening, is the fact that corporate profits are so very strong. And there's also a lot of cash around, and interest rates remain relatively low. Okay, moving on. What about these long-dated government bonds? Well, they're Maybe a bit of a, well, there already is a bit of a flight to so-called quality. That's German bunds, for instance, where the yield is edging down towards that 3% level, and clearly a flight out of the Mediterranean bond markets, but and with that weighing on the euro. Now, the problem is that people, investors fear the contagion and then help to actually to create the contagion. I don't think private investors or other investors can very easily short the Portuguese and Spanish government bonds, or perhaps even the Irish government bonds very easily. But if you can, that would look like a good trade. Because there is definite upward pressure on those yields. You can see those in comment of the day once I've posted it, because Owen's done a thorough and interesting review of the sector. What else to mention in here? Precious metals. Well, they had a good day yesterday towards the close, as you know. Started off well today, but then gave up those gains for the most part. So it's still nervous time. In here for the sector. If we consider gold as an alternative currency, I think which is a good way to regard it, it is underperforming the firmer currencies such as the Canadian dollar and the Australian dollar and some of the freely traded Australian I beg your pardon, some of the freely traded Asian currencies and some of the high yielders among emerging markets, such as the Mexican peso. It's a little bit easier against the US dollar, which is a middling currency here right now. And it's looking great against the weak currencies, sterling, the euro, and the yen. Now, gold tends to do best when it's rising against all currencies, and that's not the case at the moment. That's the point I want to make on that. If we see a further correction in stock markets, and I would regard that as at least a 50-50 chance, then, well, I'll rephrase that. If we get a further reaction, that would be smaller than a correction, we get a further reaction in stock markets, and again, I rate that at least a 50-50 chance, then I think you would also see some selling pressure in the industrial commodities, which had done quite well up until the last few days. The flip side of that might be that commodity money may switch more into the soft commodities, which for the most part had lagged, although not all of them. And I think that's pretty much it here on yet another interesting day in the markets. Roll on Friday. And meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.